Good morning and welcome to a taste of Torah today, rhythms of the season. We're just days away from Purim, when we will be reading the Megillah both during the evening hours as well as daytime hours of the holiday. And when we read the story, there's so many of these famous characters that have become part of Jewish history. And one of the questions as a child, whenever you analyze a story, is there a dynamic character? Is there a character that seems to change the personality, the characteristics change somewhere in the middle of the story? And if you look at all the main characters of the story, there is an answer. It isn't Mordechai. He is the same righteous and courageous leader from the beginning of the story to the end. At the beginning, he's telling the Jews not to go to the party. Then he's defying Haman's order and not bowing down. Afterwards, he's gathering the Jews for teshuva and reflection and fasting. And at the end, he becomes the advisor of Ahasuerush. The entire time, this fearless, courageous Jewish leader. Haman, of course, is wicked from the beginning to the end. Ahasuerush is an evil king. He's somewhat foolish, but also an anti-Semitic, bad king. In fact, the commentators say that even after the decree was changed, Mordechai made sure to stick around Ahasuerush because he can never be too sure if once again he were to turn his back and to do a harmful decrees against the Jewish people. Who is the character in the story that seems, at least to the reader, to have changed? It is Esther. Because during the first four chapters of the book, Esther is almost invisible. We know very little about her. She is always passive. She's getting orders from Mordechai, but not disclosing her identity, not saying any words more than necessary, not asking for anything. She's invisible. She doesn't want to be there. She's forced to be there. She is passive. And even after Mordechai asks her to go to the king, she says, "I don't want to. I could risk my life. I have not been summoned, and the king will kill anyone who is not given permission to enter." Fast forward to the latter part of the Megillah, and not only does Esther save the Jewish people through her courageous actions, so many of these decisions are done using her wit, her wisdom, her creativity. Remember, Mordechai told her to risk her life and go into the king. But it's her idea to tell Mordechai to call for this day, 3 days of fasting. And then when she does go into the king, she comes up with the idea of asking the king to come together with Haman to this party. And the commentators explain what her strategy was. And when at the party, she still doesn't feel the time is right. For whatever the reason, she again calls for a second party in which Haman and Ahasuerus should be present. And only at that second party does she finally give the bombshell. She is a Jew. Haman is plotting her destruction and sees Haman's downfall happen in front of her eyes. What an incredible change in a character from the beginning to the end, from someone being passive and invisible to someone using her intuition, initiating these ideas, telling Mordechai what to do, courageous decision after courageous decision. What changed? At what point in the story do we see this change in Esther? To the reader, it seems like one line. It seems like that moment when Mordechai tells her, "You need to go in front of the king." Why? Mi yodea im le'eis kazoiti gat l'malchus. Who knows, Esther? Who knows if it wasn't for this moment that you've been chosen as queen? You always wondered, how in the world did you end up here? It made no sense to me. It made no sense to you. This was the last thing that you wanted. While so many girls were running for the opportunity to be queen, you didn't want it. You were taken by force. You didn't try to win and you won it. Mi idea, who knows? This might be your moment, Esther. And when she heard that, not only did she go in front of the king, but from this point on, she seems to be a different character in the story. Because friends, when a person feels a calling, when a person feels that they are being summoned by God Almighty, when a person feels that Hashem has put them in a place for a specific mission, you get all the courage in the world because all of a sudden it is not about you. There's nothing to be self-conscious about. There's nothing to be afraid about. You are God Almighty's shliach. You are Hashem's messenger to do something in the world which He uniquely put you in the position to do. We all have those times in life where we are put into position to do a particular mitzvah does not have to be as dramatic as the story of Esther and saving the entire Jewish people, but for whatever the reason, we saw a situation that could use our help, our influence, our finances, our tzedakah, a word of encouragement. We saw something with our eyes where we can make a difference. We're uniquely situated to impact change. We have to recognize we are Hashem's messenger. This is not just an opportunity, but this is a calling. Mi yodea, who knows if it was not for this moment that all the events afterwards put us in the position to do what we need to do. In Judaism, humility comes together with confidence, because when a person truly feels that they are nothing but a ray of Hashem, a messenger of Hashem, you get all the courage in the world to do your mission with conviction, strength, and joy. Happy Purim.